Right now, the polar vortex has a huge part of the U.S. gripped in dangerously cold temperatures. Authorities in several states have issued dire warnings against even going outside. For the homeless, it is a huge concern in many places today. In Canada, a wind chill in Toronto, for example, is minus 21 Fahrenheit today. Patricia Muller runs Homes First Society, a nonprofit that works with the homeless in Toronto.
What happens when it's this cold is we have an extreme weather alert. Some of the shelters, they have buildings with other uses. They wake people up, feed them breakfast, and then say that they can't come back till 5 o'clock, for example. Ours are open 24/7, so we don't ask people to leave in the morning. When it's an extreme cold weather alert, the city wants agencies to relax any of its rules so that people aren't out in the street in the cold all day.
Some people in Toronto are arguing that the city should declare a state of emergency. Mueller isn't convinced that will actually make a difference to the people her group serves.
It's more of a matter of semantics. From what I understand, the federal government wouldn't say, okay, there you get $50 million just for declaring. I think it speaks to the fervor of the people that really care about this, wanting it to be called that. But I don't think it's going to unlock any new funding sources or revenue streams, which is really what's needed to develop deeply affordable housing with high supports.
The latest data on Toronto's homeless population is from November, when the city estimated that just under 9,000 people are homeless there. Some of Toronto's homeless shelters specialize their services for people with mental health and addiction issues. Mueller says during extreme weather conditions, they make room for everyone, regardless of their situation.
Our specialty is when a person's been kicked out of every shelter, it seems, we say send them to us. We like to deal with people with addiction issues and mental health issues, and that's our particular niche.
That same data from November says that about 40% of Toronto's homeless are refugees or asylum seekers. Mueller thinks there's a gap in the services available for refugees, but sometimes it's a matter of connecting people to the right places for help.
Many of these refugees weren't always being connected with the services right away, so they would someone would bring them to shelters like our agencies. Our agency would quickly realize this person's going to need some immigration services, and then we try to get them set up to be connected to Sojourn House, and they actually specialize in refugees and asylum seekers.
Patricia Muller with Homes First Society in Toronto. When it is this cold out, she says, they accommodate everyone who needs a way to get inside for the night.